Knucklehead time.
You want my knucklehead? What are your qualifications?
9:30 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
You two knuckleheads.
KISM.
Hey, those knuckleheads who are open and running that speedy ticket camera operation there in Ohio, they were knucklehead runners-up today. They ticketed a woman back in December, Grandma Jones, her name, from Cleveland. They ticketed her vehicle for speeding, and her vehicle was not even in use at the time. It was on a flatbed going down the road on the flatbed of the truck. Now, the truck may have been speeding. I don't know. But she got mailed a $105 speeding ticket, even though the ticket's picture clearly shows her van being towed when the violation took place.
We've talked about trying to get out of camera traffic ticket before, but there's the woman for that story.
And then how about the mom who brought her 11-year-old into the changing room?
Yeah. At the swimming pool, where there's not like cubicles to go in and change or something. It's just benches and lockers. And though the unofficial age limit is 7 for a boy in the women's locker room, this girl's son was 11.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure 11 years of age. That's me at 11 years of age, weeknights watching Three's Company, watching Charlie's Angels.
Chrissy Snow.
Yeah, you knew what was going on. Our 9:30 knucklehead winner today, though, is the faker from Kentucky. Yeah, this
Pulaski
guy.
Pulaski County, a man admitted to faking his death to avoid paying child support. 39-year-old Jesse Kipp pled guilty to computer fraud and aggravated identity theft. In 2023, he used a computer to access the Hawaii Death Registry system, where he created fake death certificate.
Yes, he created a fake death certificate because he wanted to get out of paying child support. I'm dead. So he had $100,000, I guess, in outstanding child support that he owed this 39-year-old guy out of Kentucky. And I don't know why he, I'm not sure what to make out of any of this stuff. But for some reason, he faked his death out of Hawaii. And that really didn't work out well. They figured that thing out in short order. He owes, he's facing up to 7 years in jail, and he's got to pay restitution on this. He is our 9:30 knucklehead winner today. Thanks to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.
Hey, speaking of kids, you want to take care of the kids? You take them down to the Rockfish Grill on Tuesdays because kids under 12 eat free with a paying adult. That's how that works. Check out AnacortesRockfish.com.
The Brad and John Show, home of the 9:30 Knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers. And on tap now, the Knucklehead Red. Delicious new brew, perfect for any day. Check out the menu, event schedule, and live music lineup at AnacortesRockfish.com. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.